she says. Okay. So this is incremental, starting at about, well, at 100 words a minute and moving up to 250. So it's for 15 minutes. I will just have another slurp of my water before we begin. Excuse me. Oh, my acid reflux. Okay then. Everybody ready? Okay, ready. The Bronze Age was a long period in human history when people learned how to make use of and use bronze. Bronze is a metal made by mixing copper and tin. It is stronger and harder than copper alone. The use of bronze changed how people farmed, fought, traded, and built cities. The Bronze Age came after the Stone Age and before the Iron Age. It began at different times in different places, but in many regions it started around 3300 BCE and lasted until about 1200 BCE. The Bronze Age was a time of great change. Cities grew, writing systems were invented, trade works spread across large areas. Powerful kings and rulers led early kingdoms and empires. Before the Bronze Age, people lived in the Stone Age. During the Stone Age, tools were made mostly from stone, bone, and wood. Over time, humans learned to farm and live in permanent villages. This period is called the Neolithic Age. In the late Stone Age, people began to use copper. Copper is a soft metal that can be shaped when heated. This is sometimes called the Copper Age or Chalcolithic Age. But copper had limits. It bent easily and did not stay sharp for long. People discovered when they mixed copper with tin, they created a stronger metal, bronze. This discovery began a new age. Bronze is made by melting copper and mixing it with a small amount of tin. The usual mixture was about 90% copper and 10% tin. Bronze is harder than copper. It keeps a sharp edge. It is also easier to cast into shapes. To make bronze, workers needed furnaces that could reach high temperatures. They melted the metal and poured it into moulds made of clay or stone. When the metal cooled, it became solid. This process allowed people to create tools, weapons, jewellery, and art. The Bronze Age began in the ancient Near East. One of the earliest and most important regions was Mesopotamia. The name means land between rivers, referring to the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. In Mesopotamia, cities such as Ur and Babylon grew powerful. The people of this region, including the Sumerians, built large temples called ziggurats. They created one of the first writing systems called cuneiform. Writing allowed them to keep records of trade, laws, and stories. Another important Bronze Age civilization was ancient Egypt. Along the Nile River, Egyptians built pyramids, temples, and monuments. They used bronze tools for building and farming. Farming was the base of Bronze Age life. Most people were farmers. Bronze tools helped farmers work more efficiently. Bronze sickles cut grain better than stone tools. Bronze ploughs helped prepare soil. In river valleys like Mesopotamia and Egypt, irrigation systems were built. These systems moved water from rivers to fields. This allowed crops to grow even when rainfall was low. Common crops included wheat and barley. People also grew vegetables and kept animals, such as sheep, goats, and cattle. Most homes were made of mud bricks or stone. Families cooked over open fires. They wore simple clothing made from wool or linen. Life was hard. People worked long hours. Disease and hunger were common. But communities were strong and people shared work and resources. Tin was rare. It was not found everywhere. Because bronze required tin, long-distance trade became very important. Traders travelled by land and sea. They carried copper, tin, gold, silver, cloth, and food. One example of a strong trading civilization was the Indus Valley civilization. This civilization built well-planned cities such as Mohenjo-Daro and Harappa. Their cities had straight streets and drainage systems. The Indus people traded with Mesopotamia. Archaeologists have found Indus seals in Mesopotamian cities. Trade connected distant cultures. It spread ideas, goods and technologies. Bronze weapons changed warfare. Soldiers used bronze swords, spears, shields and helmets. Chariots became important during the Bronze Age. A chariot was a light cart pulled by horses. Warriors used chariots to move quickly in battle. One powerful empire of the Bronze Age was the Hittite Empire. The Hittites lived in what is now Turkey. They were skilled warriors and used both bronze and early iron weapons. Another strong civilization was the Mycenaean Greece. The Mycenaeans built large fortresses and were known for their warriors. Wars were common. Kingdoms fought for land, trade routes and power. The Bronze Age saw the rise of kings and organized governments. In many cities, a king ruled with the help of officials and priests. The king often claimed that the gods had chosen him. One famous Bronze Age ruler was Hammurabi. He ruled Babylon around 1750 BCE. He created one of the earliest written law codes, known as the Code of Hammurabi. These laws explained rules and punishments. Governments collected taxes. They organized building projects. They kept armies. Writing was important for government. Scribes recorded laws, trade deals, and harvest amounts. Religion was central to Bronze Age life. Most people believed in many gods. Each god had control over part of nature, such as the sun, rain, or war. Temples were built to honor the gods. Priests performed rituals and sacrifices. In Egypt, people believed in life after death. They preserved bodies as mummies. Pharaohs were buried in pyramids filled with treasures. In Mesopotamia, people believed the gods controlled floods, storms, and harvests. They prayed for protection and good crops. Religion shaped art, architecture, and daily life. The Bronze Age produced beautiful art. Metalworkers made jewelry, statues, and tools. Pottery was decorated with patterns and pictures. In the Aegean Sea, the Minoan civilization built large palaces such as Knossos. Minoan art showed scenes of nature, animals and sports. Music and storytelling were important. Stories were passed down through generations. Some later became famous epics. The Bronze Age also developed in East Asia. In China, the Shang dynasty ruled from about 1600 to 1046 BCE. The Shang were skilled bronze workers. They made detailed bronze vessels for religious ceremonies. They also developed early Chinese writing. Shang kings ruled with the help of nobles and warriors. They believed their ancestors had spiritual power. Bronze Age societies were divided into classes. At the top were kings and nobles. Below them were priests, scribes and soldiers. Most people were farmers and labourers. In some societies there were slaves. Slaves often worked in fields or homes. Burial sites show these differences. Wealthy people were buried with gold, weapons and fine pottery. Poorer people had simple graves. Around 1200 BCE, many Bronze Age civilizations suddenly declined. Cities were destroyed, trade stopped, writing disappeared in some regions. This event is called the Bronze Age Collapse. Historians are not sure why it happened. Possible reasons include drought, famine, earthquakes, invasions and internal conflict. The New Kingdom of Egypt weakened during this time. The Hittite Empire fell, Mycenaean cities were destroyed. After this collapse, some regions entered a dark age with less trade and fewer written records. The Bronze Age was important because it marked the rise of civilization. Cities became large and organized. Writing was invented, laws were written, trade networks connected distant lands. Bronze technology allowed people to build stronger tools and weapons. This led to growth, but also to war. Many later civilizations built on Bronze Age foundations. The Bronze Age was a time when people used bronze for tools and weapons. It began around 3300 BCE in some regions. Important civilizations included Mesopotamia, ancient Egypt, the Indus Valley Civilization, the Shang Dynasty, the Hittites, the Minoans, and the Mycenaeans. People farmed, traded, worshipped gods, and built cities. Around 1200 BCE, many Bronze Age civilizations collapsed. The Bronze Age ended, but its ideas and inventions continued. The Bronze Age was a time of invention and growth. Humans learned to mix metals and shape them into powerful tools. Cities rose along rivers, kings ruled, writing recorded human thought for the first time. Trade connected cultures, art and religion flourished. Even though the Bronze Age ended thousands of years ago, its influence remains. It was a turning point in human history. It showed that technology can change the world. It laid the groundwork for future ages, including the Iron Age. The story of the Bronze Age is the story of early civilization, of human creativity, struggle and progress. Moving on. It seems to me that there are three principal ways in which we can learn to do things or to understand things, looking, reading or hearing. We can watch things done by other people and copy their movements and actions. This is the way in which we learn when we are very young. Babies and all young animals, of course, are very quick to copy the acts of their mothers, and in this way they learn a very great amount in a remarkably short time. We continue throughout our lives to learn in this way, for we are always seeing others do certain things in certain ways and then making some attempt to carry out like acts ourselves. When we grow up, however, we are able to make observations within much wider limits, and we are free to learn great numbers of things simply by watching. Not only can we see the life going on round about us, but we have also brought right into the home the moving picture and the TV set. There is perhaps no more interesting and successful method of learning about other countries than to watch moving pictures that have been taken in those places. Most of us find it much easier to remember what we have seen than to remember what we have read in a book or have been told. Even a very good writer telling us of scenes and doings in far-off lands cannot bring our minds to our minds so clear a picture of those countries as can a quite short moving picture. That is why many schools use both TV and the moving picture in the course of instruction in subjects as different from one another as history and science. In such subjects, mere reading is not enough to give a complete picture of the material under consideration. We can then use our eyes when we want to learn, using our powers of seeing and of observation. We must also, however, use our powers of hearing. To most of us, this is a difficult way of learning, and we have often to work quite hard to master the art of learning through hearing. An exception is, of course, the subject of languages, for clearly there is no better way to learn a language than to hear other people speaking it. Mere book knowledge of a language is a poor thing, for a language does not really live until it is used. When, however, we are dealing with ideas, learning through hearing becomes more difficult. We have to learn first to pay attention. How often does a teacher say, "Pay attention, please," and how necessary are the words? If no notes are being taken, the words once said have gone forever. If they live at all, it must be in the memories of those who have heard the words. When we first go to school, we think we are learning to write and to read and to do little sums, but in fact we are also learning something of even more importance. We are learning to pay attention, to hear what the teacher says, and to hold in our memories, and to hold it in our memories. The person who is able to pay attention is a much better learner than the person whose mind is always going off into other fields of thought, even though the two people may have equally good minds in other respects. Many people who attend public meetings find that their attention is not always given to the person speaking, and it is indeed a good man or woman who can hold our complete attention for more than an hour or more. It is probably true that most people learn most things most easily through reading. They can read the material they wish to learn and can read it again many, many times if they so desire. They can memorise the written word to a reasonable degree, with a reasonable degree of ease, and can usually master a far larger amount of material in this way in a given time than would be possible by any other method. Seeing, reading and hearing all play their part in our complete development as we grow into men and women. And it would help if I could read accurately. But at 2:50, perhaps.